Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections to make sure we have a representation of all ages. In what year were you born?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections to make sure we have a representation of all ages. Allow me to ask you, in what year were you born, or what is the year of your birth?
1979.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
African American.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered to vote.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
A 10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5 or 6.
Can you provide to me one specific would it be 5 or would it be 6?
6.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, criminal justice reform, police violence, crime and violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, climate change, cost of living and inflation, abortion, racism and discrimination, student loans forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, healthcare and immigration. Please select up to two.
Run those again, please.
What are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Criminal justice reform, police violence, crime and violence, Israel and Palestine conflict, climate change, cost of living and inflation, abortion, racism and discrimination, student loans forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, healthcare or immigration?
Student loans and police violence.
Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which would be neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read them to you at this moment. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress, 0. Yes.
What about Kamala Harris?
0.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Don't know who he is.
What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Joe Biden?
A zero.
What about Democrats in Congress?
A zero.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you on the
third
side
party?
Or would you not vote on the side?
Third party.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, if you had to choose?
I don't, so I won't. If somebody else is going to be on the ballot, I won't vote for either one of those zeros. They're both zeros.
If you had to choose?
Don't have to. That's not what's going to, it's going to be more than two names on the ballot, so I don't have to, so I won't.
Okay, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
There's going to be a third party, I believe, for this one, or there's not, but on this current in Nevada.
It would just be for choices will be a Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or undecided, or will you not vote?
Undecided.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, undecided still, or will not vote?
Undecided.
Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Exactly the same.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? I'm going to go ahead and read the priorities and the traits at this moment. Somebody who wants to build black wealth, would you be would you support it, or are you,
if someone wanted to build, what does black wealth mean?
Yes, somebody who wants to build black wealth, would you be more likely or less likely?
What does black wealth mean?
It would be regarding choicer.
What do you mean when you say black wealth? What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Somebody who wants to improve the economy for the black community. That would be
like someone who wants to improve, like who wants to improve the African American community as far as like finances
for wealth. Somebody who wants to build black wealth.
Would that be? Now, what's the question again?
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities? That would be one of the priorities or trait. Somebody who wants to build a black wealth. Would you?
I don't know what that means. That question. This question is kind of confusing and weird. Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Would you be?
I would have to look at the plan. The plan would be more important than such a general term. I don't know what that means, right? Right. The 94 crime bill ended up being a kidnapping and sending people to jail for no reason bill. So, right. So I would have to see the logistics of the bill, but generally to help a community that America has stolen and robbed from, would that be good? Yes. Generally that would be good, but I would have to see the exact plan before I would know that was a good thing or a bad thing.
And would you say you'll be somewhat more likely to support that candidate, or much more likely to support that candidate?
If it was a quality plan, I would be much more likely to support him. It would have to be a quality plan, though.
Okay. What about somebody who is too woke? Would you support that candidate?
What does too woke mean?
Too woke?
What does that mean?
Too up?
I don't know what it means. Is there a definition in your questions so I can understand what it means to be too woke? I don't know what it means to be unwoke, and I don't know what it means to be too woke.
Somebody very active, somebody who's too woke.
Active for what? Woke about what? Unwoke about, not woke about, I mean, you would have to tell me what, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure I understand the question. All right? I know these are buzzwords, but I like definitions. That way I understand what I'm talking about. And I'm not confused.
Yes, if a candidate for, that is going for Congress who had that type of a trait, or
what is that trait? What does it mean to be
or a priority? Would you support a candidate who is too woke? Would you be much less likely to support him or her?
I don't know what you haven't defined for me. You haven't given me a clear definition of what it means to be too woke. And you need to define what that means. I don't know what that is. When you say woke, what do you mean?
Yes, somebody who is, for example, aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially of racial and social injustice.
Okay. Does that include false incarceration? Does that include redlining? Does that include homosexuality? What does that include? Those are very, like, I'm trying to give you, so I know you got to do your quota, so I want to answer your questions, but I don't know what your questions are asking. What are you including in woke? Because when Eric Mason wrote the book, he may not have been talking about what you're talking about. So I want to know what you're talking about when you say woke. Because I've read the book that Eric Mason wrote that had nothing to do with homosexuality. So I want to know, are you talking about homosexuality? What are you talking about when you say woke? Because the original word did not mean homosexuality at all. So what are you talking about when you say woke?
It's a shiftly U.S. Slang, somebody who is aware of when actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially of racial and social
slang.
Justice.
It's not slang. It's not slang. There was a book. Someone wrote a book. It's not slang. So I need to know what you're talking about when you define woke. Because I'm not going to do that author, that writer who was very intentional in how he defined it. I'm not going to let you just misinterpret his words. So what do you mean by woke? Because I can pull the book right now. What do you mean by woke? Define for me what you mean by woke, and I'll answer the question. Let me be very clear what I'm saying to you.
Yes, in this case, it would be slang, somebody who is
It's not slang. Young man, it's not slang. There was a professional writer who did a wonderful job defining woke meant I am a Christian who is aware of all of the lies that America has told on the Bible, including saying Jesus was a European and he was not. That is what it meant. Is that what you mean by woke? Because that is not how you're defining woke. So tell me how you're defining woke. Are you including someone who is for homosexuality in your definition of woke?
In this case, it will be regarding...
Is it regarding homosexuality at all, yes or no?
It will be regarding a candidate that is running for Congress. It will have nothing to... do regarding that in this case it will be
if I'm woke, am I pro homosexuality if I'm woke?
No, sir. It will be in this case it's somebody who is aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially of racial and social injustice. You did provide a different
when you
definition,
say social, I know I provided the actual definition from the actual book that Eric Mason wrote. Right, I read. So when people read, they don't let the media tell them what a fact is. Right, I know the mainstream media lies every day. So
I'm gonna let's skip this question until you have a better until you can define. Is because woke now means pro homosexuality, but that is not the original author's intent. So let's go on to a new question. Because until you define for me yes or no about woke, we're gonna keep going around in circles. And I know you have more people to quiz, to question. And I want you to get credit for asking me all your questions.
Okay. The next question is somebody who protects abortion rights.
I am against murder in the womb. I am against murder in the womb. There's no such thing as abortion. I am against murdering children in a mother's womb. That is evil. I don't know what abortion is, but I know murdering a baby in someone's womb is evil. So whatever marks that as evil, I'm against. Murder, I'm against all murder. So if you murder me, I'm against that. I'm against you murdering my unborn child, my preborn grandchildren. I'm against that. That's evil. Okay. That's wicked.
That would mean that you would support a candidate who protects abortion rights?
Who protects preborn children. I don't know what abortion rights are. I support someone who protects preborn children. I don't think you would, if someone killed my mother, I don't want you to call it abortion. I want you to say that's a murderer. Call it what it is. It's murder. I am against murder. Murder in the womb and murder out of the womb. I am against it.
And now would you somewhat more likely to support a candidate who protects abortion rights, or would you be much more likely to support a candidate who protects abortion rights?
I'm more likely to support someone who is against murder. I'm never going to use your word. I'm going to use murder. I'm always likely to support someone who is against murder. I think you as well would be protecting those who are against murder.
Yes, in this case, the option B would be somebody who protects abortion rights. Would you
I don't know what an abortion right
somewhat,
is. I'm against murder. It's murder. I'm going to always change the word to the correct word. It's murder. I am against murder. I hope you're against murder, too.
In this case, I'm only able to
however you need to write it. I am against people who want to murder other people. If you want to murder me, caller, I'm against that. If you want to murder my wife, I'm against that. If you want to murder my freeborn grandchildren, I'm against that.
And
I'm going to support whoever is against murder.
And would you much more likely to support or somewhat more likely to support somebody who protects abortion rights?
I don't know. What is an abortion right? How do you have the right to murder? I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question.
In this case, that would be priority.
The priority is to be against murder, right? You have a family you want to protect. I have a family I want to protect. I am against murder. Does that answer your question?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put it as much more likely to support that candidate.
Who is against murder, right?
Somebody who protects abortion rights, if you want to give it that meaning. But the question is, protects abortion rights?
What's an abortion right? Define for me what's a murder right? I don't understand. How do you have the right to murder? I don't understand that.
In this case, it would be abortion right.
What is? I don't understand what you mean when you say you have the right to kill someone. How do you have the right to kill someone? I don't understand the question.
Somebody who protects abortion rights.
So,
in this case...
So if I want to be able to kill a baby, am I against abortion rights or for abortion rights? If I say, if I'm the person that wants to kill a baby in the womb, what position would you mark down?
Okay, in this case, if you would like to support somebody who protects abortion rights,
that's an abortion right. I legitimately don't know what that means.
Okay,
I'm asking. I don't know what it means to be for an abortion. I'm not even being funny. I legitimately don't understand the question. Okay, my answer is this. I want to protect children before they're born, and I want to protect children after they're born. Who do I vote for then? Because I don't understand your question, but I want to protect those people. How do I protect that? Does that mean I'm anti-abortion? Anti-murder? I legitimately don't understand your question. Like, we've adopted children and brought children into our home so they would not be murdered or not be discarded. Does that answer your question?
Okay, in this case, you will be much less likely to support somebody who protects abortion rights.
Yes, there you go. I would never support a murderer. Me and you both, we would never support murderers. We agree. Okay, what's the next question?
Somebody who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. Would you be much more likely to support that candidate? Somewhat more likely to support that candidate? Somewhat less likely to support that candidate?
If it was that simple, right, then I would support that person, highly support that person. I don't think it's that simple, but I would highly support that person.
Okay. What about somebody who's honest and ethical?
They wouldn't be running for politics. But if they were, if that was some miracle that they were, then I would be very, 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 very likely to support that person.
Okay, now what about somebody who is effective and gets things done?
Again, they wouldn't be a politician, but I would be very likely to vote for that person.
What about somebody who fights racism and discrimination?
Yeah, that's not the American way, but I would be very likely. These are just platitudes. These are just like moral platitudes that everybody's going to say, yes, of course, but they have no substance. But yes, I would be very likely to vote for that person.
Okay. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Once again, somebody who wants to build black wealth, would you say that's a description from
of a Democrat?
Democrats?
Oh, no, that's a 0. That's a negative. Democrats have tried to destroy the African-American community. Absolutely not. That's a 0.
What about somebody who puts people over politics? How would you think it describes Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
No, they're about their politics and the companies that support their campaigns. They don't do that.
From 0 to 10, would you...
0.
Okay. What about somebody who defends democracy?
0.
What about somebody who looks out for people like me, like yourself?
Democrats?
Yes.
0.
How well...
0.
What about somebody who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? Would that describe Democrats in Congress on 0 to 10? What about somebody who grows the economy?
You can give them a 2. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Somebody who secures the border?
They don't actually do that. They kidnap people and call it securing the border. 0.
Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. I'm going to go ahead and read them to you at this moment. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. Would that how would it motivate you from a 0 to 10, where 10 is extremely motivated, 0 is not motivated at all, from a 0 to 10?
5.
What about the following statement? As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first
0
major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks.
Zero. You don't need, gun safety is nonsense. We want to protect. We need guns to protect ourselves from the American government. 0. I don't know if you know about all the damage the American government has done to the African American community, but gun safety is a joke. It's a way to disarm the American people. That Second Amendment thing is real, so it's 0.
Okay. What about the following statement? As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
I'll take free money, so that was a 5.
Okay.
I guess it wasn't free. I paid taxes on it. Double. Nah, that was a 2. Give it a 3. Nah, 5 is good. 5 is good. 5 is good. Yeah, because I got it and I had to pay taxes on it, so it really didn't help me. But 5. When that money, remember when we took care of Hannah Tran and then that money hit the account? We're like, where did it come from? That.
Okay. Go ahead and leave it at itself. 5.
Five statement. Is good.
The following statement is the following. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received.
0.
If Democrats
Zero.
In Congress
Zero.
Had not
Zero.
Expanded coverage.
Nobody keep going. 0. 0. Nope. My health care could be a lot better. 0. Without
okay.
overtaxing me as we already do. So 0.
Okay. What about the following statement? As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to
Zero.
Stay afloat and growing black businesses ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years. Zero.
Nah, that's not true at all. That statement is actually a lie. So 0. This is not true. It's just not true
okay.
at all.
I am going to read you some
I'm
actions.
Black. Otherwise, I would be fooled by some of this stuff. I'm glad I'm actually black. Keep going.
Okay. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested in black small businesses, business ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like the SNAP, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans, sent out $1,400 checks, cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel
okay.
have the biggest
Read them
impact.
Again. Because read them again, because none of that affected me. Literally none of it. I want to make it so maybe if I hear it again, I'll be able to fix it. Go ahead, read it again for me.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read them once again. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invest
Wait,
in
okay.
black.
Hold on. We ain't paid late fee in years, so I don't even know if it cut from $32 on credit cards, from $32 to $8. We ain't paid a late fee. But we got the one we. Oh, so that don't affect, but we ain't paid late fee. Even last time we had one today, they reversed it because it was a mistake. Okay, keep going. That don't affect me. What's the next one?
Okay, invested in black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, S-N-A-P, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Sent out 1,400 cash relief.
Let's go with that one. Let's go with that one.
Okay.
I knew I missed something. Let's go with that one.
The next one is eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers and invested $1.7 billion in
No. I only got one
answer.
Oh, no. What, by affordable housing, are you talking about like FHA loans? What do you mean by affordable housing? Yes. Or are you talking about like Section 8?
Yes, in this case, it will be invested at $1.7 billion in affordable housing.
Are you talking about like an FHA government-backed home loan, or are you talking about like Section 8 and like the projects? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing.
Yeah, no, that's not. Yep, just go with the $1,400. So that isn't. Yeah, you redlining us and not letting us get loans the same way white families can get loans is not helping my community. So let's go with the $1,400.
Okay.
They don't realize people read. Like, these questions are clearly, this is a Democratic poll, but they don't realize like. You stuffing African Americans into the projects and giving white families government-backed home loans is not good for my community. We invested $2 billion or some large number of money into affordable housing. You're talking about Section 8. You're not talking about that government-backed home loan that you gave that white family who got the same credit score as the black family. That's the question. We've given $2 billion to the black community in affordable housing. And I said, what's affordable housing? Are you talking about, yes, is that good? But I said, what's affordable housing? Are you talking about government-backed home loans, like FHA loans, or are you talking about stuffing black folks, subsidizing Section 8 and projects? So they're clearly just talking about the projects. So, no, that's a terrible thing. I mean, we can keep going.
The other option is lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin cost at $35 for seniors.
No. What would be good for a black community if they would stop sending processed food into the black community, and then seniors wouldn't have to be on subsidized insulin. But keep going. That would be better. Stop sending processed evil food into the community that now you have to be on insulin because all you're eating is terrible food, processed food.
Okay. Yes, those would be the only options.
So
you have to select
$1,400.
Two or three?
I can select one. I could select up to three, but I could only select one. I just want to select one, the $1,400. I don't have to select two or three. When you asked the question, you said you can select up to two or three. You didn't say I had to select two or three.
That was my mistake. Please select the two or three actions that you feel.
The other ones weren't good. There are no other good ones, just the $1,400. The other ones were terrible. So I can't select two or three. And your question was just select one, but you can select up to two or three. I listen very well. Talk a lot, but I listen very well. But you know, let's go with your $35 insulin. That's also nothing. Let's go with $35 insulin.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you
undecided,
or will you? But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, undecided, or would you not vote still?
If I had to choose, if you want to move me from undecided, we can go and not vote. But undecided is right now where I am, since I got 7 months to decide.
Okay. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? I'm going to go ahead and I'll read them to you. We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The other statement is we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
Safety net? What's a safety net? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. What does that mean, babe? We should invest in safety net programs that will get black families out of poverty. What's a safety net? I don't know what that means. Like
safety
government-backed programs?
Network safety...
like what do you mean? Like what do you mean? Like FHA loans that are government backed? Like what do you mean?
Safety net programs.
You know what that means?
That
I don't
will
know what
raise
mean.
Safety net what programs
safety net
that
mean?
Will.
What is safety net?
Safety.
You mean
net.
There you go. My wife said, "What's an example of a safety net?" What's an? Give me an example of a safety net program.
That will raise black families out of poverty.
What can you give me an example of a safety net program?
In this case, that will be the options.
They didn't give you an example of what a safety net program is?
Okay. Yes, in this case, that will be the option, or the other option is that we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
Okay, let's go with that. Let's go with the first one.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read to you the following statements. Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. Would that be not at all convincing or very convincing from 0 to 10 to vote for a Democrat? For
it's a zero. It's definitely a zero because it's just a lie, right? The prescription drug companies have billion-dollar profitable quarters, so nobody's cutting their costs. So that's just a zero. That's just a bold-faced lie. And the fact that the Democrats would even put you on the phone and have you ask that question, it makes me further disgust it with the Democrats. It's literally billion-dollar profitable quarters. Not revenue, profit, quarters, every 3 months. So, yeah, that's just a lie. So, next question, zero. Make sure I said zero. You can hear me.
Okay. What about the following statement? Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive wealth care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families.
As a result, another lie. Another lie. Zero. You don't got to keep reading. That's another lie.
Okay. What about the following statement?
Have you ever watched American football?
In this case, sir, I'm only able to.
Okay, good. Okay, next question. No worries. Next question. That was easy. Good answer.
OK. you.
Next question.
The next statement is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force a woman to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. How would that be of convincing from 0 to 10 to vote for Democrats?
Since God made life, right, and life is precious, 0. Murder is always wrong. You could have answered that. You know, I've answered that question for you. You always remember that. Murder is wrong. So no one has the right to kill a baby. I don't know why. Just because it's inside of you doesn't mean it's not a baby. It's a baby. That's a child. No one has a right to kill a child. So the fact that Democrats are trying to sell the right to kill a young African-American baby makes me hate the Democrats more. Oh, I can't say hate. Makes me dislike their platform. Not that I like the Republican platform anymore. I mean, if they're equal, they both get all the smoke. They're both terrible people, right? But the disingenuous question that you would ask me is about forcing a woman to not be a murderer. Yes, I'm gonna. Isn't there a law, right, in Nevada that you can't kill people? Okay, I abide by that law. That's all. So 0.
Okay. What about the following?
Such an evil question. Wow, it's a crazy question. Hey, I gave you the right to kill your child. That's right. No one has it right.
Right. What about the following statement? While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries and a representative in Congress. Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. How would that be of convincing to vote for Democrats Congress? From 0 to 10.
Ask the question again. It doesn't matter. He's a clown. He's working with them. He's a 0. Doesn't matter. I don't know who he is. I'll look him up, though, now that he's Hakeem Jeffries. I'll look him up and see what he actually stands for. Yeah, but, you know, the Republicans have Trump. The Democrats have Biden, the same evil man. You know, so keep going. Next question.
Okay. What about the following statement? Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans
in Congress.
Nope, it's not out of
control. And let's talk about the police. It's not out of control. So I don't believe that. Gun violence is not out of control. Let's talk about the police killing young African-American men since, I don't know, 1863. Actually, before then, because, you know, it was legal then. But keep going. So, no, gun violence is not out of control.
And Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. How would that be of convincing from 0 to 10 to
0? Not convincing at all. Not convincing at all. Not convincing at all. 0.
We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated
six
at all, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
6.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create
six
change in your community?
6.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate?
I'm the guy that hasn't changed his mind. Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote, or would you still be undecided?
Undecided. Or not voting, whichever one you want me to pick. I don't care. It's all the same to me. I got 7 months.
Okay. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Somebody who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. How would that describe?
Zero.
What about somebody who wants to...
Inflation.
What about somebody who wants to build black wealth? How would that describe the...
If they have a good, zero. They definitely don't want to build black wealth. They want to give our mothers the right to kill their children. How can we be wealthy with dead children? Zero.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Are you the parents or guardian of any children under age 18?
Nope.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parents, students?
Full-time, employed.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for a president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote. Who did I vote for, babe? I voted for somebody. No, you voted for Kanye. Who did I vote for? Franklin? Oh, Kirk Franklin.
Okay, that would be the officer, Joe Biden.
I was in. That's not true. Lived in California. I moved to Vegas in 21. So I voted for the president in 2020 in California. And in California, you can write in. So I wrote in Kirk Franklin. So you got to figure out what you can do with that. Because I literally wrote Kirk Franklin in. I sure did. Thanks, Greg.
Okay. The options are Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, or?
Someone else.
Someone else. Okay. Last year. That is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Let's go 175.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year? Seldom?
More than once a week.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks
God bless
again
you,
for your
man.
Help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night. Okay, sir.